Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
As of Saturday just gone, anyone who is in a serious road accident will be automatically tested for drink and drugs for the first time. It's in response to a surge in drug taking and collisions all over the country. But with a quarter of all road accidents involving work-related vehicles, what should bosses do if one of their staff is arrested for drug taking, not just at the wheel, but in general? Moira Grassick is the Chief Operating Officer with Peninsula, which advises companies on HR issues. Good morning, Moira.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
How much of an issue would you say is the drink driving issue for employers?
It's a challenge. So the employer needs to make sure that it has some policies in place around it so that they can address any issues that may arise. So we've got some cases, for example, that employers actually find out through some sort of public media. So in the newspaper, etc., they may see an employee has had some sort of conviction against them because of drugs or alcohol. And that can be a real challenge for the employer.
Now, so if, for example, a member of staff is in a road traffic accident collision and it transpires that they were under the influence of drugs or drink, what should the employer do even then? If they've been charged, for example, by the guards, but not yet, you know, convicted?
So they'll have to do an investigation. Obviously, there's no conviction at that point in time. The person has just been accused or the allegation is there. But that poses a challenge because you obviously don't want to put that person or the public at risk by allowing them to continue to drive. Mm. So you do have to have a policy in place. So you can have a driving at work policy in place to ensure that the employee knows what their obligations are when they're driving for work. In those particular scenarios, you would need to be able to do an investigation, find out what happened, spoke to the employee and try and get the details of the particular incident in question. And you may look at having to suspend the employee from their employment or look at an alternative employment within the business until the issue can be resolved.
But you couldn't dismiss them until such time they were convicted and they had gone through that process.
Yeah, and even at that point in time, Joe, you still have to go through a process. You know, the criminal law and that side of the legal side of the business and employment law are two separate things. Mm. So even if somebody has been prosecuted, technically they're still your employee and you still need to go through the correct procedures in relation to dismissing them through a disciplinary process, previously doing the investigation, and then you need to make a decision on whether or not you're going to dismiss them from their employment based on any sort of conviction that they may have received.
And is the employer or the company on the hook if, for example, one of their staff members causes an accident under the influence of alcohol?
There's a possibility. So the employer has a responsibility to ensure that the employee is provided with, number one, a safe place of work. And the second thing is that the employee is acting responsibly on behalf of the employer in that particular situation. So the employer does need to clearly lay out what the expectations are of the employee when they're driving for work, so that they're driving safely, they're not speeding, they're not obviously under the influence of drugs, alcohol, not on their mobile phones, etc. So that all needs to be documented out and shared with the employees, and they need to be fully aware of what those consequences may be if things don't go as they expect.
Yes, and you mentioned handling a mobile phone whilst driving. I mean, a lot of us see that every single day. What if a colleague sees another colleague on the phone driving a company van or company car, whatever it is, to work and reports it to HR? What happens then?
In that case, it's the same as any other complaint that may be brought to HR's department or the employer's knowledge. They need to investigate it. They need to speak to the employee, find out whether or not they were on their mobile phone. Obviously, that can be quite challenging because the employee may deny that they were. But you may have, for example, CCTV. You may be able to see it. Mm-hmm. If that's not the case, I would suggest that you roll back out your policy, make sure that all employees are fully aware that they're not allowed to use a mobile phone while they're driving.
But that just verbally scares them a little bit. That doesn't actually do anything per se.
Well, I suppose it makes, from an employer's perspective, it means that you've taken responsibility and you've taken the action to try and prevent that from happening.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, we can't control people and people's behaviour. Mm-hmm. All we can do is put measures in place to ensure that they act responsibly. In relation to health and safety and welfare at work, that what driving would fall underneath as well, the employer and the employee have a responsibility to ensure that they're acting in a responsible manner and acting in a way that would be responsible for everybody involved, including the employer, the employee and the public at large.
Can an employer legally insist on a breath or a blood test from its staff members if they're using company vehicles?
There's no formal legal requirement or statutory requirement in life to do that, but you can include it in your policy. So you may have a policy that includes that if you feel that somebody may be under the influence of drugs or alcohol or acting irrationally, you may be able to get them tested. So that, but that would not need to be included in your policy that you have, and it would need to have the employee's consent as well.
In terms of going, take employees taking action against the companies or against their employer, is that number going up or down?
Overall, in relation to employment law cases, it's going up. We definitely have seen an increase, particularly since COVID. There has been an increase in relation to claims. The WRC, for example, brought out...
The Workplace Relations Commission,
yes, brought out their report last week. And we could see from that that there has been a significant increase in relation to claims for example, unfair dismissal and the likes. And that's why it's really important that if your employee is caught or, you know, accused of driving under the influence of drugs, alcohol or something else, that you do need to follow a very fair and transparent process with that employee.
So go through the stages is the message. Moira, thank you very much for coming in. That is Moira Grassley there, Chief Operations Officer with Peninsula.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.